There we go. Everybody get a seat. Tripp, how are you this morning? Oh, I'm so sorry, Calvin. Okay, everybody look up here. This is going to be really hard. What is this? They're scissors. Wrong. Y'all listen up. These are not scissors. These are a picture of a good marriage. Some of you say if you get caught between them, it hurts. But yeah, that is. All right, let me help you with this. You know, hopefully someday you'll find someone you love and you will marry them and you'll have a very, very, very happy marriage. You got a girlfriend yet? Okay, just checking. But this is a picture of marriage, and I want you to understand how. Everybody look. These are my scissors. I have my name on them. It says pastor. Let's pretend that this is me, where it says pastor, one blade, and this other blade is Julie, back there behind you, my wife, okay? Now, the key to having a good marriage is not knowing each other's name. It's not being in love, even though love is a part of it. Who wants to guess what this little screw represents in a marriage?
Trust.
Trust, good, but not quite it.
They hold them apart.
No, not quite. Come on. Who does it represent?
God.
Girl, you got it. It's God. God is the key to a good marriage. You have Bill and you have Julie, but the thing that holds us together, that's right, it's God. God is what makes a marriage work, because there's going to be times when you have to say, I'm sorry. There's times when you have to forgive one another, and God is the one that helps us do that. So when you think about, now listen to me, when you think about that future wife, Braxton, you better be sure she's got God in her life. Because that is the key. Two people, not one, two people who love God, that becomes the cement that holds their marriage together. Okay? Everybody got that? Let's pray. Lord, I pray for these kids when they grow up, they'd find someone who loves God and loves them. And I pray they would love God and love others. And so, Father, I pray that they understand it's not just having feelings. It's about a commitment to you. And I ask this in Jesus' name.